There's a story that's told about a man who is a rugged individualist. And this rugged, tough man is a big mountain climber and rock climber, meaning he greatly enjoys hiking up steep mountains and climbing over big rocks. One day he was out hiking up a steep mountain, step by step by step, and he came to this huge boulder, and he had to go over it. So he started to climb over it, hand and foot, but halfway up the boulder, suddenly his feet began to give way. They began to crumble off. He realized that this big boulder might be limestone. He's holding on now only with his two hands. But then one of the hands gives way, and he's trying to get his footing. He's trying to get his hands there, but it's not working. Before you know it, he's just hanging there by one hand. And all of a sudden, that falters too, and it crumbles. And the man begins to fall down the side of the rock and down the mountain. And it's a huge plunge below, but thankfully there was a tree that was growing out of the side of the mountain, which he was able to grab one of the branches. And now he's dangling there, holding the branch. And he looks over to the trunk and he starts to make his way over. But every time he moves his hand to go across, he hears a crack, crack, crack. The branch is cracking and he's about to plunge down below to his death. All he can do at that point is just hang there. Hang there and hoping that something will come and someone may come to save him. And so he starts to cry out, "Help! Help! Is there anyone out there? Is there anyone out there to help me?" And to his surprise, he hears a voice. And he's like, Who is it? Who is it? Please!" And the voice says, "This is God." The man replies, "Oh God, thank you. Thank you, God, for listening. Thank you, God, for hearing me. Please save you. Save me. Please rescue me, God." And God responds, "I will, but you have to let go and I'll catch you." To which the man replies, "Help, help. Is there anyone else up there? Is there anyone else up there?" That was my attempt at a humorous opening. But there's a lesson to that fictitious story, that in difficult times and under difficult circumstances, it's difficult for people to trust God. When life is hard, it's hard to trust God. And today, the scripture's all about trusting God, of what it truly means to trust the Lord with all of your heart. And it's all part of the sermon series called Life-Changing Verses. Each week we're just honing in on one verse. Today there's two. And we're doing that because these verses, I honestly believe, week by week we've been looking at power verses in the Bible, that if these verses are known, understood, and applied in a person's life, they can literally be life-changing. You can have your life changed here on a Sunday morning if you will take to heart each one of these verses. And instead of having sermon notes like I normally do, you can see that Leanne has put together a scripture card. And you can see today we've landed in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs. What is the book of Proverbs all about? Well, when you study the Word of God in the Bible, you got to know where you've landed. We're in the book of Proverbs. It's in the Old Testament, and it's categorized as wisdom literature. The authors, there are a variety of authors, the majority of them, of these Proverbs, were written by King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. What is a proverb? A proverb is a short statement that expresses truth about human behavior. And the purpose of the book of Proverbs is to provide instruction for wise living. And the focus of Proverbs, it seeks to drive home truth and turn people from their sinful ways. And the key or theme verse of the book of Proverbs is in 1:7 and 9:10. Simply says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. Well, if you have your Bible or you have a pew Bible, you can open up to Proverbs. It's kind of in the center of our Bibles. Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 5 through 8. Let's take a look at these verses together. I will read them out loud. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. We're now going to transition to a teaching time. We're going to take a look at these verses, verse by verse. What is God saying to us about trusting in Him? Well, let's find out. We begin with verse 5, Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. When it says the word trust, it means rely on, depend on, have confidence in. And who are we to depend and have confidence in? The one and only true living, loving God. It's translated as Lord. It's the Hebrew word Yahweh. It's the name that God gave Himself that directs us to the self-existent, self-sufficient, eternal, living, loving God. He's known as the great I Am. We are to depend on, have our confidence in, and rely on the one and only true God. And we are to do so with all of our heart. The heart, the word that's translated heart here, refers to the totality of the inner self. Your mind, your emotions, your will, your intellect, your personality. All of it comes together. And all that you are on the inner man, the inner person, is to depend on and rely on the one and only true living, loving God. We are to trust in the Lord with all your heart. What's being called for here is total commitment and dependence upon God's care, God's ways, God's purposes, and God's Word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, which means don't put confidence in nor depend upon your own knowledge and reasoning. Reject humanistic search for wisdom where you're leaving God out of the equation. But keep in mind, this phrase, lean not on your own understanding, is not asking you to turn your brain off, but don't try to figure it out on your own, is what's being taught. You are to utilize your brain power that God has given you to search for God's answers. Do you see the difference? You're not turning to yourself and putting God behind you. You're putting God in front of you, and you are searching for His answers to whatever the problem may be. We trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And verse 6 says, in all your ways submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. The phrase in all your ways means in everything you do. In everything you do, submit to Him. You know, the word submit here could be translated as know. And it's an intimate knowledge of something or someone. Some of your translation has the word acknowledge. You bring this together, and it means intimately and personally accepting God's guidance and direction. And you're to do that in everything that you do. And then He gives the promise that He will make your path straight, that God will guide you along the right path for all who submit to Him. But please note that this promise does not mean that your life is going to be free of problems. Because sometimes when He guides you along the right path, there's trial, there's trouble and difficulty. Can we all say an amen to that? But that doesn't mean it's the wrong way. God will lead you along the right path for your life, for your good, and for His glory. And it's not a life free of problems. As Jim Neuheiser writes, we are not merely to acknowledge God's lordship over our religious life. We are to bring God's truth to bear on every aspect of life, that He is Lord of all. And Abraham Kuyper writes, in the total expanse of human life, there is not a single square inch of which Jesus Christ, who alone is sovereign, does not declare, "That is mine." In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. When he says, do not be wise in your own eyes, don't think you are wise with your own thinking without God's wisdom. And when you fear the Lord, you show respect and you have reverence for God by trusting in the Lord. And when you shun evil, you turn away and you refuse to have anything to do with evil. You do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil is what the Bible teaches in Proverbs 3, 7. Jim Neuheiser writes, people must realize that their own reasoning is tainted by sin. If they do, they are eager to gain wisdom from God so they won't keep falling on their faces. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. This will means if you live out Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and if you lean not on your own understanding, if you submit to Him, He will make your path straight. When you do that, it brings health and nourishment. And what it means here is that a healthy life flows out of a strong, trusting relationship with God. Trust in the Lord. Fear of the Lord. Turning away from evil. It's all good for you. Can I hear an amen to that? It's all good. It's all good for you. You know, when you think about trusting God, I mean truly trusting, relying on, depending on, having your faith in, you're not going to do that unless there are certain essential core beliefs that are in the core of your belief system. You're just not going to do it. And so a prerequisite for trusting God is having the right belief system. And I want to present to you with some beliefs that must find their way into your core belief system. Number one, you've got to believe, if you're going to trust God, you've got to truly believe that God knows best, that God is the smartest, most intelligent, wisest being, period, and that God truly knows what is best. That's got to be in your core belief system if you're going to trust in the Lord. Number two, if you are going to trust God, you've got to believe God loves me. You've got to truly believe that in your heart, that God loves me and God knows what is best. And number three, the essential truth is you've got to believe that God has your best interests in mind, that God knows what's best, that God loves me and God has my best interests in mind. And the fourth essential belief in trusting God is simply this, that God's Word is true and right, that every time you open this book called the Bible, you're reading the Word of God, and God is speaking to you, and you've got to have faith in this book, and you've got to believe that He's speaking directly to your heart, that this book is truth, and it's right, and it's reasonable, and it's the Word of God. Just another essential truth that you must believe if you're truly going to trust God. These must make their way down in your core belief system, that God knows best, God loves me, God has my best interests, and God's Word is true and right. Once those core beliefs are a part of your core belief system, you got to live out Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. And how would you actually do that? How might a person actually apply Proverbs 3, 5 through 8 in his or her life? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. It's actually a case study. And it's a story about a man by the name of Travis Frazier. Now, Travis Frazier is not a real person. I made the story up. But you're going to see how this one man in his one dilemma, in the situation he finds himself in, how he actually lives out Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Well, I'm going to read to you the case study. So I introduce to you a man by the name of Travis Frazier. Travis Frazier is a middle-aged man. He's married to Marge. They have two children who are in their 20s and they're out of the house. So it's just Travis and Marge. They're living together as husband and wife, as empty nesters. Travis, he's worked many years in a warehouse for a pharmaceutical company, filling orders and getting them ready to ship. Well, recently, he was approached by management to apply for a position in the sales department. It has the potential to make more money. The hours would be longer, traveling out of town is required, and there would be the pressure of sales. But he'd be out of the warehouse. He'd have his own office in the company's headquarters. And when he first was offered this position, to apply for this position, Travis thought, I'd be moving up in the corporate ladder. And he looked at it positively. But what should Travis actually do? How might Travis decide about this new job opportunity? And what might it look like for Travis to truly trust God and to live out Proverbs 3, 5 through 8 in this real life situation? And what we're assuming is that those four core beliefs have made their way in the heart, mind, and soul of Travis Frazier. And now he's got to make a big decision. What might he do to truly trust God in this dilemma? Well, the first thing that Travis did is he prayed. He prayed first. He didn't turn to himself and try to figure it all out and look at the pros and the cons and say, this is the direction I might be headed. The first break that he got at his job in the warehouse, he folded his hands and he prayed a simple prayer. Dear God, please help me to discern your will. Please reveal to me, O God, what you want me to do. A simple heartfelt prayer. That's the first thing that Travis Frazier did. The second thing he did is he read and studied God's Word. He was in a Bible study. And in the Bible study, they were studying the book of Ephesians. And he remembered what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 28. I'll read two of the verses. He got his Bible out and he began to read. And it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Verse 28, "Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." He began to think about what this sales job might do to his marriage. And then he was reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But first seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." And he thought about his ministry in the church, and he thought about how this new job might have impact his ministry in the church, how it might impact his relationship with his wife. He began to ponder these things and think about these things as he read and studied the Word of God. The next thing that Travis did is he consulted godly Christians, because he knows that God can speak through other believers. And so the first person that he went to is his wife, Marge. She's a strong Christian, and he laid out the opportunity for her, and the two of them got together and talked it through and prayed together. And then he consulted a good friend of his in the church that he was in a Bible study with, and he told them about it, and they talked and they prayed about it. He consulted the wisdom from godly Christians. And then Travis actively waited for God's answer. He gave God room. He let God work. He wanted to hear what the Spirit was saying through his prayer, through the scripture reading, through these consulting these godly Christians, and he was bringing it all together. And then finally, he had to act on what God had revealed to him from God's wisdom, from God's Word, from his prayer life and talking to God. And Travis Frazier decided not to apply for that position. And there are a variety of reasons, but it all came from what God had spoken to him about. And he decided not to apply for that sales position. And you know what? After he made that decision, he felt a peace, an inner peace. And he felt a closeness from the Lord. because he prayed first. He read and studied God's word. He consulted godly Christians. He waited for God to work. And he lived out Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 8. That's how one man took the scripture and lived it out in his life. What about you? How might you live out Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 8 with whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're struggling with? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. It's Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 6. Well, these are the scripture verses for today. Let's go ahead and say the verses together. We'll say the address first. 1, 2, 3. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. And all God's children said, Amen. Let it be so, let it be so.